If a drop of milk fell onto a piece of meat that was cooked in a pot, if the drop of milk imparts taste into the piece of meat, it's osur. If you stirred the pot as soon as the drop fell in, then if the drop imparts a flavor into the entire pot, it's osur. Zok the Gemara Abaye said the taste from something that's osur, even without the substance, is osur deraisa. If it would only be derabbanon, we should learn from basar v'chalav, it's deraisa. If you'll tell me that we can't learn from basar v'chalav because it's a chiddush, because there are two mutter things that become osur when they're combined, and the Torah even says it's osur to simply cook them together, maybe therefore it's a chiddush, then we should say that basar v'chalav is osur even if there is no taste at all. Yet the Mishnah says only osur when there's taste. Rather, it must be that it's not considered to be a chiddush. Like, since we find that klayim is made of a combination of two mutter things, and the act of planting is osur there, just as the act of cooking is also for basar v'chalav. Since it's not a chiddush, we can learn from basar v'chalav to other yisurim that taste is also even without substance. Rava said it may be that basar v'chalav is considered to be a chiddush, and the reason why it's only also when there is taste is because the Torah writes that it's also to cook them together, which teaches that they must be there in a significant enough amount to impart a taste. Rav said, when the Mishnah says that if a drop of milk imparts taste into a piece of meat, it is osur. What does it mean, it? It means that the piece that gets the flavor of milk becomes osur, becomes like a piece of nevela itself. And that piece that makes all the other pieces of meat osur, since they're like kind to all the other pieces. Marzutra, the son of Rav Mari, said to Ravina, Rav must say this, Lachari is following the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that like-kind things don't become bottled to each other. Shall we say that he argues on Rava, who says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that when there are two like-kind things and one thing that's not like-kind, we view the one like-kind as if it's not there, and the unlike kind then comes and makes a bottle? Ravina said, you would be correct if the case was where there was a thin gravy. However, the case of our Mishnah is that it's a thick gravy made up of pieces of meat, and therefore it's all considered to be like kind. So Gemara must be that Rav holds that even if osur taste can be squeezed out, it remains osur, because if he holds it, it will be mutter, and why would the piece that had the milk on it become osur like nevela? In fact, we find that Rav Chanina, Rabbi Yechon all say that even when it's possible to squeeze out the osur flavor, the thing remains osur. Rashim Bar Rebbe and Reish Lakish say that it would become mutter. In fact, does Rav really hold it, or that it would remain osur? We have learned that if a piece of meat falls into a pot of milk, Rav says that the meat is osur, but the milk is mutter, when there's enough milk to be mevatel the taste of the meat. Now, if Rav holds that even if the taste can be squeezed out, it's osur, the milk should be treated as nevela, so why is it mutter? And for the Gemara, Rav holds that even when the taste can be squeezed out, it remains osur. The reason why the milk is mutter is because the pasuk says, Lei sevash l'gadiba chalev imoy, which suggests that it's the meat that's osur, not the milk. Does Rav really hold that it's only the meat that's osur and not the milk? We have learned that if someone cooks a hef kazayis of meat with a hef kazayis of milk, Rav says that one would get malchus for eating the full kazayis, but not for the cooking. Now, if he holds that there's no isur on the milk, why would he get malchus for eating the combined kazayis when there's only a hef kazayis of meat? Rather, Rav holds that the milk is also osur. The reason Rav said in that case that the milk is mutter is because the case was where the pot was boiling, and so the meat can only absorb, it cannot discharge flavor. In fact, when it stops boiling, the meat will give off flavor into the milk. The case is where the person removed the meat before the pot stopped boiling. In fact, why would Rav say that one would get malchus for eating the full kazayis but not for the cooking? If the two have kazayis and combine, he should get malchus for the cooking as well. If they don't, he should not get malchus for eating either. And he holds that they don't combine. And the case is where these half kazayis came from a large pot with more than a kazayis to eat. Levi argues on Rav and holds that in the case of the two half kazayis, the person would get malchus for cooking as well. Levi taught so in a braisa as well and added that in order to be chayav for cooking, it has to be fully cooked. Whether or not absorbed flavor can be squeezed out of something is actually a subject of machlokes tanoim. Subject to machlokes among tanoim. While Braisa says if a drop of milk falls on a piece of meat, Rabbi Yehuda says if the milk gives flavor into the meat, the piece of meat becomes also like nevela and makes all the other pieces of meat also as well, since they're like kind. The Chum say it only becomes also if the milk gives flavor into the gravy, the sediment, and the pieces of meat. Rabbi says the view of Rabbi Yehuda seems correct when the pot was not stirred or covered, and the view of the Chacham seems correct when the pot was stirred or covered. Now, what's meant when he says that the pot was not stirred or covered? It can't mean where it wasn't stirred or covered at all, because in that case, the piece of meat that has the milk does not give off that flavor into any of the other pieces, so why would it make the osur? It also can't mean that it was stirred or covered in the beginning but not stirred or covered at the end, because the same way the meat absorbed the milk, it then discharged the flavor. Rather, it must be that Rebbe holds Rabbi Yehuda that even when we squeeze out the flavor, the thing remains osur. This would mean that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even when it's stirred or covered the entire time, it's osur. Why should that be? In such a case, it's never absorbed the flavor at all. Rabbi Yehuda is concerned that it was not sufficiently stirred or covered. Zachnimar, Rebbe said that the view of the Chum seems correct when the pot was stirred or covered. Now, what's meant when he says that the pot was not stirred or covered? Now, it can't mean that it was stirred and covered only at the end, after the milk was absorbed into the piece, but not in the beginning, because we said that in that case, Rebbe follows the view of Rebbe Yehuda. Rather, must mean that he stirred and covered the pot the entire time. This means the chum hold, that even when it was just stirred and covered at the end, it would still be mutter. We see that they hold that when the osir flavor is squeezed out, the thing becomes mutter. Based on this brisa, we see that whether or not squeezing out the osir flavor makes the thing mutter is subject to machlekes tanoim.